You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and I am a social selling obsessed educator with a passion for health, fitness, and all things marketing and systems. We're all about delivering results producing strategies and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. You're going to learn about all things marketing and see what actually works. It's true that success leaves clues. Take it from one of our very own listeners, Dana, who left this review. Hey, Ashley, honestly, thank you so much for being you and doing what you do. I've loved every minute of this episode. It's really got my brain going. I can't wait to listen to more. I've done your 5-day done for you posts and I've purchased the 20 done for you posts. And I simply cannot say how amazing my interaction with people has been when I was using your posts. One day I will have purchased all of what you offer. Just have to get past the hubby first. Thank you again for you. XO, Dana. Dana, thank you so much for this review. If you're loving the podcast and finding yourself motivated to grow your business or enjoyed all the marketing tips, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Leave me a rating or review below, and I may just have to share your message right here on the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be jumping into talking about recruiting and finding working coaches. So if you're a health and fitness coach and you are struggling to find other people to work in your business, this episode is absolutely for you. Now, this will apply to you not only if you are in a network marketing environment where you're trying to build your team, but this is also super applicable to those that have a health and fitness business where they want to bring on other coaches or trainers or nutritionists that might be not 100% ready to jump fully in. And I want to dive into how to actually find these people and not just stay focused on the people that are ready to jump in right now. Now, the really cool thing about this is that all of this actually also applies to customers. And this is the trap that most coaches would fall into. They start off just looking for working coaches, or maybe you're the type of coach right now, you're just looking for people that are ready to jump in with 2 feet into achieving their goals. Now, here's the thing, that market of people that fully know that they are ready to jump in is actually the most expensive market that you could be focused on. So when we're talking about things like ads and targeting these people, everybody wants people that are ready to jump in right now. And if you are into any sort of Facebook ads or Instagram ads, then you probably know the most expensive type of conversion that you can go after is people that are ready to purchase. And so what this tells us is that there actually is another way to build a funnel and look for people that are not 100% there at that buying stage, because there's so much competition at that level. What you actually want to be doing is looking at people at a different point in their journey. And now this is the other thing to really remember about this, is that every customer or working coach is on a journey. They don't just all show up at the end where they're like, hey, I want to be a coach. And I think a lot of people get frustrated because they're like, well, nobody wants to coach. Well, cool, but what have you done to get them to the point that they actually understand? And this is the thing, when you look at the full spectrum of a coach's journey, they start off at a point that they have a ton of limiting beliefs telling them why it's not possible to work online full-time as a coach and provide for their family. So you have to think of it as a journey that you are starting out at. And I have four really solid things that I would recommend you do. There are four steps in the process to take somebody from not knowing even what coaching is to get them to the point of being ready to jump on board and start working their business. So I want to set the tone by first starting to talk about this journey and what this really looks like. So step number one here is to think back to who you were as an ideal customer. So all of us did not start off in the coaching world 100% where we are with our feet planted right now. We all started with different needs and things that problems we were trying to solve. Every person out there is just trying to solve the problems that come up in their head over and over and over again. So think about it sort of like a videotape, right? Like every day and every week and every month, it's sort of like our problems are like rewind in our brains and repeat each day, week, or month, right? So we're seeing this like flash over and over and over again. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I get into those periods where I am like struggling to get into a routine and get back into eating healthy, it's like every day feels like Groundhog Day. And there are problems that keep me up at night. Like I keep thinking about, oh, like how do I just commit to staying active into my workouts and carving out that time with a 3-month-old? And how do I get that time to eat properly and get back on track? So those are the thoughts and feelings that may be going through my mind over and over and over again. And with this step number one, to think back who you were as an ideal customer, you will know this person really, really well. So maybe you started out in your coaching journey at a place where, you know, you knew you wanted to get healthy yourself. You were thinking about having to, maybe you're a mom and thinking about, oh, I didn't want to have to go back to work, or I'm a teacher and I really would like to be able to stay home. Or maybe you're somebody that is just like, I hate the 9-to-5 grind. I want to stay home with my dogs. Like we all have gotten into this journey for different reasons, but the person you're going to be able to really connect well with is the former version of yourself as an ideal customer or coach. The other thing to think about is that there are certain traits that you want to be able to dog whistle out. And what I mean by that is there are certain people that you are currently serving. Either you have a coach roster right now or you don't, but there are certain characteristics that if you look at that roster, they are similar across the board. And this is sort of looking at the 80-20 rule, where you really want to dive into what are the things that are similarities between these coaches. Maybe they are all teachers, or maybe you see that they are all moms that have, you know, kids under 2. Whatever it is, we all have patterns with the people that we attract and that typically do the best for us in terms of our working relationship. So you want to be looking for those clues in the people that you currently serve, or if you don't have a coach roster yet, the people that you want to serve. So really think about what you're looking for. And with step number one here, it's important to get real clarity on this, because you can be very, very specific in your social media posts with who you are looking for. The messaging is really important. I know a ton of coaches put out posts on social media and they're so concerned with engagement and likes. What I want you to remember is that your social posts, it is a delicate balance. Like, of course, you want to get engagement so more people are seeing your posts and all that sort of stuff. But sometimes people will read a post and not engage with it, but it'll cause them to think. That's the real purpose of posting on social media, is to cause someone to think differently or to take action in some way. But sometimes I have read posts. I think I've shared this one on the podcast before where it was about this mama orchid and she lost her baby. And like, I was bawling as I read this post and I did nothing with it, but it made me, I remembered that post after I read it. So that is really a home run, is getting somebody to read what you're putting out there and for them to feel a deep down emotion. So step number one, think of who you were as an ideal coach or customer, and then get into that customer's shoes and really talk to them directly about the problems that you know that they're facing and the limiting beliefs that you know are holding them back. Maybe it's things like they're struggling with the belief that this is even possible because everyone in their family is like, no, that's a scam. You'll never be able to do that. And that sort of thing, right? So really, really think about who they are and what they're going through. Step number two is to connect with them first on social, but don't stay there. So here is the problem with social media, is that it is all, like, if you think about it like real estate, it is like renting. The problem with social media is that if you are renting this space, it doesn't guarantee that you own that engagement or you own that interaction with your customers, because at any point in time, your social media accounts could be shut down or the algorithm changes and now you can't get in front of your audience. So the purpose of social media is to make connections with people, leading with your values. So I always think about it like your hand. One of your fingers is going to be health and fitness, and one other one is probably going to be how you make money in health and fitness. And, you know, you have your accountability and all those things. But the other things you talk about, the other, let's say, three themes, need to be other things that are far reaching so that you can attract those people in. So in my example, I like to talk about Airbnb stuff because that is our other business that we have, is we find vacation rentals, we find places that we love to go, and we make them into Airbnbs so we can visit them. We do a lot of renovations. I love to decorate and shop. And it just happens to also be a business expense. So I love to talk about that. I also love to share things that my daughter is doing. And so there are other things that I add into my social media. It's not just about teaching people about social media messaging and how to build sales funnels. It's much beyond that into these other areas. So it's really important to connect with people based on the things you have in common, because that is what connects us. That's how we make friends, right? We look at what we have in common with somebody first, and that is what gets that ball rolling. And then when we know we like someone, we want to know more about them. We want to see more of what they do and get involved with them. So connect with your people first on social, but don't just stay there, but do a really good job of showing up with your values leading you and really trying to connect with people on that level, not just health and fitness. The third step is to actually move them to a Facebook community. This is a free community, and this is really one of the cornerstones of how I found so many coaches that I could help, is that I moved them to a Facebook community where I could constantly find out what they were struggling with, and I could really hone in on social media and what I do best. And anybody that joined that group, I always find out what their number one challenge is. I always get their email so that I can have that intimate relationship with them. So the reason I love groups is that with the algorithm, there is higher priority than just a friend relationship. So that works in the right direction for you in terms of them being able to see your posts. And the other thing that you can do is you can invite them to events held within the group. You know, you can constantly go live in your group without thinking about, oh, my mom and my sister and this person's going to see this. As well as when you think about a business page, those are tricky too, because although you always want to have a business page and you always want to post everything on your business page as well, the problem is that Facebook does want you to pay for those posts to be seen, right? So anything you post there is not, it's just not going to show up as often in people's feeds unless you're paying. So that's why I also love groups, because they just have that better ability for people to see what you're posting. And then you can get really specific and find out what your people want. And then you can speak to it in that group. So in that group, the other thing you can do is, if you already know those people are there, they already like health and fitness, they're already in that space, then you can start, you know, one post every 7 to 9 posts, you can talk about the coaching opportunity. So you're like dog whistling out these people that already like you and trust you by what you talk about in your social media posts. But then you're inviting them into this private space where you can really talk about your niche, hone in your craft. And you know that those people are the best people possible to move into that coaching opportunity. The other thing to think about is, if you have an active group of clients, that's going to be a great place too, because the majority of people that start working in the health and fitness coaching business are typically people that have gotten results themselves, right? If we look across the board, those are typically the people that make really, really great coaches if they've had this great before and after. And because those transformation pictures like absolutely help sell the business. So that's also something to think about there. So make sure you move your people to a Facebook community where you can speak to them directly and you know you're in good company. Step number 4 is to start emailing them. Now, I know for a lot of coaches, this may feel a bit scary. Like, what do I talk about? I don't have an email list. Where do I even start? Here's the thing. You just start at the beginning. That's all you need to do here. The importance of an email list, here's the reason why I love, love, love email lists, is that when it comes to your social media posts, they are seen 1-2% of the time by your audience, right? So like, you can have a ton of connections on Facebook or a ton of followers, but it doesn't mean that everyone is going to be seeing your posts and what you're putting out there. And I sometimes think this is where coaches sort of get caught up with themselves, is they feel like, oh, no one's reacting. What I'm putting out there isn't good enough, but yet really not a lot of people are seeing their posts. So what you want to do is, by getting their email address and getting them to opt in to your email list, what you're able to do is then all of a sudden jump to a 20% open rate. That's the average email open rate. So you go from 1-2% to 20%. So this is a really important component of people seeing your message. And I think that, you know, then you can be really specific with people about the coaching opportunity and start to segment those people. If they click a link about coaching or things like that, like, you can really utilize that email service tool, that service provider tool, to start segmenting those offers and those people that really want to become coaches. So the other thing you can do with your content in email is you can start explaining like the benefits of the coaching opportunity, what's it's allowed you to do. I find the best emails are ones that involve storytelling and not just about this sale here or this sale there. It's about being able to tell a story and link it into why coaching has been such a great opportunity for you. And don't overthink email. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It can really just be you giving them an update on what's going on in your life right now and really connecting the dots for them, so that they can start to see how their life could look with coaching. So guys, those are the 4 steps that I would immediately take in your coaching journey to set yourself up to start finding coaches. And what you're going to do is, through all these 4 steps, you're just going to move people from knowing nothing about coaching, having lots of limiting beliefs, and not being ready to jump in, to slowly moving them to dipping one toe in the water, to, you know, dipping a foot in the water, to being ready to dive right in. And be patient with yourself. It takes time to move people. They have to see enough posts. They have to read enough emails. Like, it is very, very common for it to take somebody 6 months to a year to really feel comfortable with what the coaching opportunity is. So give yourself that time. Don't just expect that by putting out a post, you're going to just get people to pull out their credit card and they're going to be ready to coach. This is a long-term strategy and it takes time. Like, think about your own journey. You didn't probably just jump in. It's definitely possible that some people do. And it's definitely, I think, an important process in the sales process when you are asking people to, when they are going to commit to working with you and jumping into the accountability side and working with you. But it doesn't necessarily mean you can't ask them to be a coach there, but just know that the majority of people are going to be on that longer range of it taking 6 months for them to really know you, like you trust you. Like, remember, you are a stranger on the internet. And so we've got to remember that it does take time for people to want to join you. But if you do all these steps really, really well, and you carve out your niche in what you love to talk about, what you love to share about your life, you're going to find people. The more that you have those call to actions in your email about, you know, join me, become a coach, all those sorts of things, the more people that will take you up on it. And they usually say that for every person you get on your email list, it is worth $5. So think of it that way, right? Like, all the effort that you're putting into this really will pay off at the end of the day. So thank you, Coach, so much for joining me in this episode today. I would love to hear how this is serving you and your business. So make sure to leave a comment below and make sure to definitely leave a review. I would love to hear your feedback on the podcast and how I can best serve you in the future. Thank you guys so much for listening. Are you a health or fitness coach that's struggling to find your people online and stay consistent on social media without feeling like a sleazy salesman? Our done-for-you posting plans can help. These social media posting templates are all written by a professional copywriter to spark curiosity and attract the right people to you. They've been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. You can grab my 5 newest, 5 free, done for you, find your team posts to try them out today at ashleyshaw.ca/findyourteamposts. Soon, you won't have to worry about what to post or how to speak to your ideal customer because they'll be finding you. Again, the place to grab 5 of those Find Your Team social media posting templates for free is ashleyshaw.ca/findyourteamposts. And if you're ready to connect with other like-minded health and fitness coaches just like you, come join us in our free Facebook group, Business Bootcamp for Fitness Coaches. I can't wait to see you there.